This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. Within a 24-hour period, there have been at least 5,000 more deaths globally from COVID-19, taking the figure to more than 583,000 dead. In the U.S., there are more than 137,000 deaths from it. The number of confirmed infections is more than 13.5 million and approximately 3.5 million in the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump is attempting to quell reports of a rift between himself and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, stating again that he has a very good relationship with Fauci. Speaking to reporters as he left for an event, Mr. Trump insisted that we're all on the same page. He went on to say that we want to get rid of this mess that China sent us, so everybody's working to the same line, and we're doing very well. We're doing very well in a lot of ways that our country's coming back very strong. President also looked to distance himself from an op-ed written by his trade advisor, Peter Navarro, in USA Today newspaper, in which Navarro says he found Fauci has been wrong about everything he has interacted with him on. Asked if Navarro went rogue in writing the piece, Mr. Trump said that he had made a statement representing himself and shouldn't be doing that. With the virus pandemic getting worse, Congress will be back in Washington next week to consider a fresh relief package. Republicans have been reluctant to approve more aid, but priorities have shifted as the virus continues hammering the U.S. A Senate GOP chief Mitch McConnell says he now hopes to quickly approve a relief bill, which is expected to hit $1 trillion. He'll roll out details next week, focusing on schools and kids, jobs and unemployment and health care. House Democrats have already approved a $3 trillion package. Speaker Nancy Pelosi warns if Congress does not make a big enough investment in fighting the virus, the economy will pay. This is VOA News. Walmart will now require customers to wear face coverings at all of its namesake and Sam's Club stores, making it the largest retailer to introduce such a policy that has otherwise proven difficult to enforce without state and federal requirements. The company said the policy will go into effect Monday to allow time to enforce stores and customers to inform them. It joins Kroger, Best Buy, Starbucks in mandating face coverings. The company said that currently about 65% of its more than 5,000 stores and clubs are located in areas where there's already some form of government mandate for face coverings. The retailer also said that it will create the role of health ambassador at its Walmart stores and will station them near the entrance to remind customers without masks of the new requirement. At least seven ships have caught fire at an Iranian port in what appeared to be the latest in a series of fires and explosions around the country. Iran's Tasnim news agency says no casualties have been reported. The state broadcaster showed firefighters tackling clouds of smoke at a shipyard at the southern port of the Gulf. The cause is not currently known. There have been several explosions and fires around Iranian military, nuclear and industrial facilities since late June, including a fire at Iran's underground nuclear facility. Body camera footage has been made public from two Minneapolis, Minnesota police officers involved in the arrest of George Floyd's death at the hand of police set off worldwide. Demonstrations. In the minutes before his death, Floyd pleads with the officer saying, "I'm not a bad guy." An onlooker told him, "You can't win." Floyd responded, "I don't want to win." A few minutes later, with his voice fading, Floyd occasionally says that "I can't breathe" before he goes still. George Floyd's family is suing the city of Minneapolis. The attorney, Benjamin Crump, says the city allowed a culture of excessive force, racism, and impunity to flourish in the police force. Unidentified hackers broke into the Twitter accounts of technology moguls, politicians, celebrities, and major companies Wednesday in an apparent Bitcoin scam. The ruse included bogus tweets from Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Mike Bloomberg, and a number of tech billionaires, including Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, and Tesla CEO Elon Musk. The fake tweets offered to send $2,000 for every $1,000 sent to Bitcoin addresses. And Twitter said it was aware of a security incident impacting accounts on Twitter and was working to fix it. It also said that it shut down several prominent accounts, but that verified accounts should be able to tweet again. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.